Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
There's a renewed effort to recognize today's holiday, observed on the second Monday of October, as Indigenous Peoples Day in Massachusetts. The holiday's already recognized in Boston and more than two dozen cities and towns. On the state level, it's observed as Columbus Day. Indigenous activist Matoe Monroe is co-lead for United American Indians of New England, and she explained to WBUR's Rupa Shenoy why they believe changing the holiday's name is important.
It's always been really harmful to celebrate the invasion of our lands and to celebrate the genocide of our peoples by celebrating Christopher Columbus. I know that in some previous generations, people were taught in school that Columbus was a great hero and had discovered America and had brought civilization to the indigenous people. However, that's not the truth about the history. Columbus was, in fact, invading lands. He certainly didn't bring civilization or culture, given that there were indigenous peoples throughout the Americas with many, many different vibrant civilizations and cultures. Columbus also was not heroic in his actions with the native people that he encountered. Columbus himself actually engaged in the slave trade and brought about 5,000 native slaves overall to Europe. I would say that one of the reasons that it's been important for us to bring those bills on a statewide level has been that often the native people, even non-native people who are trying to get Indigenous Peoples Day or what have you, are being threatened, and it can get very ugly in the town. So the idea is to take this to a higher statewide level so that it can just happen across the board.
How does the legacy of colonialism continue to impact Indigenous people in Massachusetts?
Many people still think that we're extinct. They don't know about us or understand our issues to a very large extent. I think where it's concerned me the most is seeing what happens with kids. I really want to say that it does a lot of damage to non-Native kids because it teaches them that there were these passive people here who were just sitting around waiting to be discovered. It teaches them that it's okay to elevate somebody who did all these reprehensible things.
Another proposal being backed by the Massachusetts Indigenous Legislative Agenda includes banning Native American mascots from public schools. Can you tell us more about that?
Sure. This is the fourth time that a bill to get rid of racist mascots has been filed before the legislature. And the idea is that Native American mascots and team names, we know from study after study after study, actually do harm psychologically to Native children. And we know that it's also harmful because of the impression that it gives to non-Native people about who Native people are, whether we're still around, what we look like, things like that.
Can you give us a brief summary of the other legislative items your group is supporting this year?
So through the Massachusetts Indigenous Legislative Agenda, we have a bill that provides for the creation of a permanent commission relative to the education of American Indian and Alaska Native residents of the Commonwealth. And this is in order to examine and improve educational outcomes for our students. There's also an act to protect Native American heritage. And that bill would ensure that Native American funerary objects, sacred objects, and other items of cultural patrimony that are held by government, municipal, or nonprofit collections are not sold for profit. Last but not least, a bill that's very, very close to my heart is an act relative to celebrating and teaching Native American culture and history. We know that school children in Massachusetts learn very little about the Native history of the region. So the idea is to develop a curriculum by working with the tribal nations in state to ensure that all children in the schools attain cultural competency in understanding Native history, cultures, and current issues.
Matoe Monroe is co-lead for United American Indians of New England. Thank you so much.
Wopila.